Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. Joining me today, a long-time friend of KRDO's, Mr. Alan Shipley, the owner of Carpet Care Craftsman. He's the guy. How many years in business now? When you and I first met, Alan, it's been several years. You had about 42 years in the business. What are you up to, 46, 47 now, almost 50?
Oh, 48, rounding the corner on 49.
Wow, congratulations. And with very, very good reason. And we're going to kind of walk folks through just how deep your knowledge is without overwhelming with a lot of facts and figures. But this is stuff that you need to know. And why don't we start about with your attitude and approach toward flooring in general. You describe that as something that most of the rest of us don't, but you view it as a...
I view it as an asset on the floor.
Yeah.
People don't really realize the value of flooring until they put the sign out on the front yard to sell the house. And when they start looking at replacement costs, it's quite a bit of money. I've had houses where there's $20,000, $30,000 worth of carpet if they went and replaced it. And we can come in, depending on what the condition of the carpet is, if there are no drastic texture changes, and especially on a nylon, we can generally come in, stretch and clean the carpet, and get them a good 10 to 20 more years out of a carpet that's already been on the floor for 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, and an interesting real estate market climate these days. Everybody is in a hurry because you had to hustle like crazy just to get an offer on that house that you want to buy that's acceptable. Now your other house that you were selling is, you know, you're about to be homeless. You got to get in there. Here's the buyer stuck in the middle, and he's making a decision, or she, about whether I care about this carpet or not, and not always thinking about leaving money on the floor, so to speak. And you noted an example that I thought was particularly relevant. A carpet, like you say, is just not stretched, and it's dirty. And in conditions like that, a homeowner who's needing to transition quickly is ripe for the plucking, aren't they?
Well, you know, we get called in a lot of times for a number of reasons. We could be brought in by the new owner or the buyer, or we could get brought in by the seller. In the case where we're brought in by the seller, my purpose of the visit is really to keep the equity in their pocket. We don't want to start throwing a lot of money on the floor just to get them out the door. And as you said, in a marketplace that we're in right now, where people are just throwing offers after offer on top of offer to get into a house, there's no real reason for people to put thousands of dollars into their house just to get out that front door. I come in a lot of times and I'll meet with homeowners who are wanting to clean and stretch all the carpet. We'll come in and we'll address the visible issues. A lot of times the carpet doesn't need to be cleaned because most people take pretty good care of their house. So we don't really have to sell them a cleaning. You know, we'll sell them maybe a spot cleaning. I've had situations where we come in, give them quotes, you know, for a few hundred dollars, and for, you know, less than a couple hundred dollars, we can come in and just really touch up their areas of concern, get them through the showing. And I get call after call from people that just thank me for the money that they've saved by not having to clean and stretch or replace carpet.
There we go. And again, that speaks to another aspect of your approach. You don't mince words. You're very diplomatic. You're a statesman. You don't criticize. You don't judge. But you will tell the unvarnished truth about whether this is worth it to do this or not to do it, or here's your return on the investment if we do it this way. Here's how much money you're going to keep in your pocket if we do it this way. And that's just in a resale setting. You have operated this way for many years under a lot of different circumstances.
Well, the biggest thing about me is I want to stand at the end of the job and look them in the face and know that they are satisfied with what we had promised them. Because I've been doing this for, you know, 49 years, yeah, that just says I'm old. It's really become, I don't know, you know, I've seen so many things that I know what the outcome's going to be before we even get into it. And, you know, having that experience and that depth of knowledge is really, I think, what sets us apart from every other cleaning company in town. I don't really consider us really cleaners, as we are really asset managers, because, you know, in a home, as the value of that home goes up, if your carpet is not properly cared for, properly installed, and you have to start spending money again to get out that door, you're just pulling equity out of that house and giving it to somebody else. And that equity should really stay in your pocket. That's what you've lived in that house for all them years for.
Yeah, and again, that's the approach. It's making sure that everybody's interests are both represented properly and protected the way that they should be. Now, Alan, you lay out a few stages and steps from the time you decide to sell your house, and all of this ties into the flooring in the house, to the time that yard sign's being lifted out of the grass in your front yard.
Well, my biggest recommendation to most people, you know, as the realtor comes into the house, the realtor is concerned about selling that house, and they're looking at everything that somebody may potentially nitpick. Well, knowing carpet, knowing the marketplace right now, people aren't looking really at the flooring as a stumbling block or a wall. It's not going to stop them from buying that house because they know they can afford to tear it out and replace it. A lot of times they're going to tear out the carpet and maybe replace it with laminate flooring or tile or hardwood or something else. You know, it seems to be the trend right now where we're seeing a lot of carpet coming off the floor and other surfaces going down. So to spend all that money again to get out that door, it just doesn't make sense. Wait until somebody comes in and is really serious about buying that home and has some demands of what they want addressed on that carpet. If they want it cleaned, then let's wait until the house is empty and clean it at that point. Don't clean it to show it and then get a buyer who's going to have a demand of cleaning it at the end also, because you're going to pay twice for something that should have only been done once. If you've got some real bad issues where the high visibility areas don't look right, let's just address those areas. We were in a house the other day where a young couple, they're in a condominium setting, and they're moving up to their next home, and they want to clean the whole thing because the realtor told them, oh, we need to clean everything. Well, I'm walking through going, why are we cleaning this? This is going to show beautifully the way it is. Well, we saved them $300, and this is a young couple that $300 could be far more beneficial in other areas for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And all of those steps, critical and key. And that's that consultative approach that you take. Now, in general, what is going on in the world of flooring sort of in general, particularly in light of COVID and the resale market, business in general? How is all of that going, Alan?
You know, Ted, it's funny. Life hasn't changed in my world since March. And, you know, we had a little bit of a hiccup. When we first had the shutdowns, everybody was kind of freaked out. But about 3 to 4 weeks later, man, our phones started burning up. People want to be in a clean environment. And if you understand what clean is, and let me tell you, I deal with a lot of picky women, and I don't mean it as an insult. My customer, my target customer, is the pickiest woman when it comes to clean. I want that person that knows clean so well that when we get done, they go, well, where have you been all my life? Because those types of people, their friends know that if we can make them happy, we can make anybody happy, because their standards are that high. And my standards are so high that if I don't meet that satisfaction to their satisfaction and they're not happy with the job, I will never accept their money.
And again, another very fine example of the philosophy that has made you successful all these many years. And Alan, for what it's worth, I don't think you're old. Guys like you and me are distinguished.
Yeah, well, we can put all the fancy names on it. That gray just don't go away.
No, it sure doesn't. But it travels down the road well, I'll tell you that. Alan, what's the best way for us to engage with you now that you've given us some very valuable information, not only about how important it is, as long as we're going to be stuck at home, maybe our worlds are changing, we're going to be officing there for the rest of our lives, we want to be in a clean environment, what's the best way for us to engage with you right now?
Well, we're coming into homes. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, I'm hitting the door and people are going, oh, you don't have to wear your mask. Well, you know, we've got all the masks, we've got shoe covers, we've got gloves, we're following all the CDC guidelines. All of our people are temperature tested every day. You know, if anybody feels like they're going to be sick, the rule here is don't come. I don't want you in my office if you're not feeling well, because I don't want it passed on to anybody else. So we're taking all those steps.
The number is 719-391-0623. That's Carpet Care Craftsman, 719-391-0623. Give Alan and the team a call and get a visual on the kind of work that he does. Learn more about the company at carpetcarecraftsman.com. That's carpetcarecraftsman.com. Alan, always a pleasure and a privilege to talk with you. We appreciate your longstanding friendship and partnership with us here at KRDO, and we look forward to many years to come.
Ted, thank you. It's always a pleasure.